This is Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home. It is now time for Bomber Basketball, live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASD Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Now, we go live to courtside with Matt Sharp.
Chipman, and good evening from the Lions Den here on the campus of Searcy High School, as we are proud to bring you tonight's doubleheader of Mountain Home Bomber and Lady Bomber basketball. Tonight, it is the last road trip of the regular season for Mountain Home, as they are taking on the Searcy Lions this evening. And we will start, as we normally do, with the girls' portion of our doubleheader. We welcome you into the Lady Bombers pregame show. This is a big game for Mountain Home tonight. Last time Mountain Home played the Lady Lions, they manhandled them, but we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But this is not a game that they want to overlook, because this has a game with a lot of postseason implications. As far, you know, to deal with the Class 5A state tournament. Because if Mountain Home wins, they are in. No questions asked. So, Mountain Home, they come into this game tied for third right now in the 5A East. The Lady Bombers are 15-10 overall, 7-5 in conference play. Lady Bombers coming off a 9-point loss to Nelson this past Friday night, 59-50 on Sweetheart Royalty Night. That snapped a 3-game winning streak for Mountain Home, so they're looking to try to start another one here tonight at the Lions Den. As for Searcy, this is a team that has struggled all year. It's a team that is learning a new system under your first-year coach, Ken Sitzman. They are 4-21 overall, 0-12 in the 5A East. Lady Lions coming off a 49-26 loss to Jonesboro this past Friday night. Now, as I said, Mountain Home defeated Searcy pretty handily last time they played. That was back on January 22nd. The final score of that game, Lady Bombers winning 66-35. I'm not sure how much different that is. We can expect that it'll be tonight. I can tell you, Kim Sitzman will be starting a freshman tonight. This is a freshman that just got moved up after the junior high season came to an end for Searcy. Matter of fact, she moved up 4 freshmen, and one is going to be in the starting lineup, but a couple others may see some playing time tonight as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Searcy in just a moment. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI and outpatient surgery site and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5440.
We welcome you back to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Tom's getting ready to take on Searcy tonight in their last road trip of the regular season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. First off, for Mountain Home in their road blues tonight, coached by Dale Leonard. They will be going with one senior, Peyton Husky, at 5'6", two juniors, Emma Martin at 5'7", and Anna Grace Foreman at 6'2". And two sophomores to round out the starting lineup, Emily Payne at 5'6", and Ashton Yates at 5'8". Kyra Penn is being held out of the starting lineup tonight. She got hurt in that game against Nelton late in the contest this past Friday night. So she may come in this evening, but her time may be a little more limited. Searcy in their home white tonight, coached by first-year coach Kim Sitzman. They'll be going with three seniors, Alexis Broadway at 5'8", Cammie Province at 5'5", and Taylor Branch at 5'8". And also Aubrey Arnold, a 5'8 sophomore, and running out the starting lineup for Searcy is Chelsea Johnson, a 5'5 freshman. That's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Searcy coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.